baseball is what Jerry Augustine does. Augie, how are you doing today, man?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. When Charlie Morton pulled the hamstring the other night, I was thinking of a couple of things. First, it didn't seem like his plant leg, his left leg off the mound, could find any consistency. It seemed like he was all over the map, and thus his pitches were a little wild. But then when he gets the hamstring out of the batter's box, some say, oh, that's why pitchers shouldn't hit. And I say, no, that's why pitchers should hit. Your thought on that?
Well, you know, it's a National League rule, and pitchers do get to hit. And really, we do like that opportunity to hit. But, you know, there's been a movement lately. Like, a lot, everybody's thinking they're going to go to the DH in the National League even. So it's going to be interesting with Charlie getting hurt there and how everybody looks at it, what the move will be. But it's interesting. You know, it's always nice in the National League where you have that pitcher hit, and you can, as a pitcher, really help your ball club. And we've seen that, especially against the Brewers, where other opposing pitchers have come up with some big base hits and have caused us some problems and scored some runs for the opponent. So pitchers like to hit. I don't know how good hitters we are, but we like to do it.
That's Jerry Augustine on Sportsline here on The Fan, Marcus.
So the opening day starter, Willie Peralta, rough start to the season. Been a little better the last couple starts yesterday. But what do you think has been the problem for Peralta so far this year?
Well, I think sometimes with young pitchers, you know, we all get into this thing that, you know, he's 25, 26 years old, and right away we expect him to be this veteran, great pitcher. But they still learn. There's phases that everybody goes through, and they have to relearn things. And with Willie last year, after that injury, really had to change his delivery a little bit. And I think by going out towards the end of the year and changing that delivery, it's really had him come into this year and really have to change some things, and especially with delivery and the way he goes about his things. And he's just finding himself. Yesterday, he threw the ball pretty well. He actually was locating his fastball really well, had a good slider from time to time. But is he still a Willie Peralta that we're looking for? No, but is he getting better? Yes, and that just comes in time, but trying to go out there and trying to prove each time he goes out there that he can command a strike zone and stay ahead of hitters.
Visiting with Jerry Augustine here on Sportsline. Blazek, Thornburg, and Jeffress. Boy, I really like the back end of the bullpen, especially Jeremy Jeffress. Whatever they taught him in Toronto, Jerry really seems to have stuck with him because, wow, he's a different guy.
Well, you know what it is? It's, you know, sometimes you go through your career and everything that Jeremy's been through. You know, he's been through a lot on his personal side and on the baseball side. He's been released. He's been with a bunch of other different teams. He's been traded and all that stuff, but I think what happened is last year, or a couple of years ago when he came here, and Will Smith came in at the same time, and then along with K-Rod here, being such a good helper with these guys, being a good teacher to these guys, I'm making them understand what they have to do to become better baseball players. I think it started to sink in to Jeremy and what he had to do to be successful. And if you look at him today, the way he throws the ball, his arm is really free and easy. He's got great movement on his fastball. He can throw a two and a four seamer, which a four seamer rides up and a two seamer sinks a little bit. But it really has been that breaking ball that he commands. He can throw over the plate at any time. If you can do that with three pitches, be successful, be late in the game and throw strikes, get ahead, or you're going to be successful. And you look at his, look what he's done on the mound that way. He's been very good.
That's Jerry Augustine. The Brewers off today. Augie here with us. You can reach him on Twitter at jaugie46.
So the Brewers 8-11 right now on the season. Probably going into the year, wouldn't have thought that was too big of a surprise. But to date right now, as things stand, April 25th, what do you think's been the best surprise in the first 19 games?
Wow, I would think probably some parts of the offense. I think when you see a guy like, you know, you wonder what Ryan Braun. You know, Ryan Braun's going to give you some good stuff, but to go at the clip he is and the way he's leading his team right now, I think it's quite understandable. If you ask Craig Council, he said, that's just expected. But a guy like Chris Carter, the way he's swinging the bat, I think he's been a guy who's been really a big positive. And you take Domingo Santana at the beginning of the lineup, who's getting on base, hitting for power. He's done a nice job. So I think when you look at this line, at this team so far, I would have to say probably the surprise of this ball club has been really 1 through 5 in the batting order, who have really been very productive with this club. I think that was kind of unexpected. And then I think when you go step up the other side and say, well, what were you looking for to be more successful? I think the starting pitching has not quite been there. And they've been struggling. They haven't been throwing the ball as well. This team has to get better with the starting pitching or they're going to be in some big trouble.
That's Jerry Augustine. This is Sportsline. Chicks dig the long ball. We know that. Sports writers, too. Even broadcasters. I don't think pitchers are big fans of it unless they happen to be hitting. Chris Carter, yeah. Just expand on him a little bit because that guy is fun to watch. And for a big guy, it seems like he's willing to go the other way with a pitch at times and doesn't overswing. I just really like the way he's handled himself so far.
Well, it all comes with, you know, he made some adjustments. I think when you look at what he did with Houston last year, he went through a streak where he was swinging the bat really well. Even in the playoffs, did a nice job. And I think he learned from that. I think sometimes you learn at different times and different levels. Plus that, when you talk about Chris Carter, he was up and down with Houston Astros. He was up and then down and, you know, going back and forth and never getting any consistent playing time. Became a free agent this winter. All of a sudden, Milwaukee goes out and says, hey, you know, Chris, we want you to come here. We want you to be our first baseman. We want you to learn how to be patient at the plate. Take what you're given. Let's have good things happen. And I think he had a change of frame of mind there. And because when you watch the way he swings the bat, he doesn't swing hard, but he's been very patient at the plate. He takes the pitch where it's hit. And if you look at him, he's got like 20 hits now. 18 of them are for extra bases. And a lot of those pitches go the opposite way. I know the other night he had a curveball to left field for a home run, but it was a mistake by the pitcher. And when you're very patient at the plate, you hit mistakes, hit the ball at the ballpark, that's when you're really being patient at the plate and swinging the good pitches. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Talking Brewers with Jerry Augustine. Brewers off today, but still talking about the Brew Crew because that's what we do. Looking ahead, Jerry, Orlando Arcia, prospect that a lot of people are excited about, hitting better at AAA Colorado Springs. When do you think we might see him get called up? That's got to be coming fairly soon, I would imagine.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know, because what can you say about Jonathan Villar? What he's doing, his on-base percentage is phenomenal. He's getting on base. He's swinging the bat good. He's playing some extremely good defense. So I think it's going to be a little interesting what the Brewers do. I think where they maybe felt where you might be able to see him this year and maybe the end of May, maybe first part of June, middle of June or something like that, maybe by All-Star break. It's all going to depend on not only what RC is doing down in Orlando, RC is doing out in AAA, but what Jonathan Villar is doing up here in Milwaukee. And, you know, he's done everything that's possible in the field. He's playing some great defense, offensively getting on base like they expected him to. So I think a lot has to do with Jonathan Villar. If he's playing really good baseball, it'll allow the Brewers to let Orlando Arcia get that more extended, get a little bit more extended time in AAA, and then bring him up maybe towards the middle end of the year. But you're going to see him this year. I just don't know when. And that, I think that all depends on Jonathan Villar and how he plays that short.
Visiting with Jerry Augustine. Augie, before we let you go, just a couple of things real quickly. Matt Garza, what are the prospects for him? Haven't heard much about him, but hear a lot of people griping about the starting pitching. What does it need to do? Are you confident that the starting pitching will get better? Because I think that was one of the strengths, right, going in. People said, well, we like the starting pitching, and here we are. But at 8-11, man, they've been pretty entertaining, I got to say, in spite of all the problems.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the pitching, you look at their last in all of major, their fourth or third or fourth on the bottom in quality starts at 5. They had one yesterday by William. You look at Chase Anderson has one, and Jimmy Nelson is pitching tomorrow night has the other 3. I think when you talk about the starting staff, you talk about the staff really being a young staff, and that goes from Willie and everybody says, well, Chase Anderson is 28, but he only has like 51, 52 starts in the big league. So this starting staff right now is very young. We have a young pitching staff. It's just about everybody trying to find themselves. Who's going to be that leader? And sometimes you apply a lot of pressure to yourselves and saying, hey, I got to go out and I got to perform because I've got to be that leader. And I think they're getting better as they're going along, but I think it's about that going about it in a way saying that, you know, today's your turn. Today, go out and do the best you can do. Don't try to make up for the whole team. Go out and do the best that you can and pitch your ball game. And I think once they get in that mode a little bit longer as we go down to the season to get more starts, I think they're going to come along a little bit better. But right now I see a young pitching staff that's trying just a little bit too hard.
Should I hope for some help from Matt Garza? Do you have any info on him?
Well, the only thing we've heard on Matt that he's been cleared to do some more baseball activity wise, and I saw it the other day he was playing catch, so he's taking a step. I think Will Smith is doing a nice job with his knee, and he's been able to start running. I saw him playing catch the other day, so you know, there's no doubt that Will Smith would help this ball club in the bullpen. Matt Garza could be that veteran leader that you need on the starting staff, but I think he's probably, someone that told me the other day, he's still probably 3 to 5 weeks away. So okay. It's going to be the young starters they have here, and if one isn't doing the job, I think you have the opportunity of maybe seeing some of these young guys like a Josh Hader come up to the big leagues and get those guys a chance to see what happens. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next several starts or the next several weeks with the starters with the Brewers.